brought to you by Communications by Design. This is the Transforming Learning Podcast, where we talk with teachers about classroom strategies that elevate teaching and learning. Our mission is to support teachers. So if you hear a strategy or idea that you find helpful, share the episode with others and subscribe to the podcast. We always appreciate feedback, so take a moment to leave a review as well. You can dive deeper into our resources and services or connect with our instructional coaches immediately by visiting cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu. We hope you enjoy. Before we dive into today's episode, know that we have been thoroughly enjoying the opportunity to share other teachers' impactful and innovative ideas. Even so, we know there are so many more great ideas out there. In fact, chances are you have several of your own that could help another teacher transform and elevate learning. We would love to connect with you and hear more. If you visit cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu, you can connect with us in several ways. We even offer free virtual coaching for teachers on Monday through Thursdays. So drop by anytime to share an idea or ask a question. Now, without further ado, I'm Zach Ripley, and this is episode 13. Today, we bring you Megan Verduzco, a fifth grade teacher from Star Elementary in Plainwell, Michigan. If you recall from back in episode 9, we shared the belief that every teacher should be seeking more ways for students to give and receive feedback. Listen as Megan shares her own practical strategy for doing just that.
Hi, my name is Megan Verduzco, and I am a fifth grade teacher at Plainwell Community Schools at Star Elementary.
So you were telling me earlier about how you do feedback, and specifically having students deliver feedback to one another. Talk about your strategy.
So I began here at Star as a third grade teacher, and was right when things were just coming out and that commenting ability was available. And what I found very quickly is that students need a lot of structure and modeling for proper feedback. We got a lot of hi and what's up, and we quickly had to figure out that that was not constructive feedback in any way, shape, or form. So this year, as a fifth grade teacher, I worked really hard at the beginning of the year to teach the kids how to give feedback that's useful that they can do something with.
How long does it take to bring an elementary school student from the point of the wow and I like it to something substantive?
Months. We do lots and lots of sharing of proper comments that actually can help us progress in our learning, to comments that are not useful at all. So what I found is that the more modeling I did for the kids, and without putting them on the spot, saying, you know, don't forget, you know, we need to remember to give constructive feedback. What would that be? What would it look like? So we did a lot of what good feedback looks like and sounds like, and how we feel when we get good feedback. And slowly, by, I would say, December, I saw a huge improvement in what they could do.
So probably one of the important questions then at that point is it worth the amount of time it takes to get to a point where it's valuable, and why is that valuable to you?
So my main area of teaching is writing this year, and it's absolutely valuable because there's only one of me and there's 25 of them, and actually I'm teaching 50 fifth grade writers this year. So part of the feedback was a little self-serving in the fact that the better I trained them, the more help they would be giving to one another as writers. And they took off their student hat and became teachers. And with that, I saw, you know, big noticings on their part. They started to notice things in other writers that that really helped their own writing. And so it was very valuable and so worth the time.
How do you make it possible so that they can do so on a regular basis or easily? What are the kinds of tools that are involved?
In both the classes, I put the kids into writing tribes. So there's like groups of three. And what I found is that they were the commenters on one another's pieces. And so once our pieces are far enough along, the management system I'm using is Google Classroom. And through Google Classroom, I like to use slides because it gives the kids an easy add-on when they can add on a slide to their piece. So in slides, they can share their document with one another, and so it pops up on the shared version, and then they know how to go in and to comment on different pieces of their classmates' writing. And so once we're far enough in, I say, okay, today is a share and comment day. I want you to make sure that you share your item with the two other people and comment at least on, you know, five things in each piece. And that has really made a huge difference in the way that they interact with each other and the way they see themselves as writers and readers.
So thinking about now or near the end of the school year, if you were to continue that same process with a new group of students next year, what is something that you might want to try differently or a new way?
I would say that the sooner I can get them into tribes and lots of modeling with comments, the better. And so I will start on very, very simplistic projects right away and do lots and lots of work where we are sharing what is beneficial and what is not. And as they, you know, strengthen their skills, they'll be able to look for more specifics. But I think the sooner the better, but in very small chunks.
Anything else that if another teacher wants to try something like this, any other advice or suggestions you would give?
Well, if you've got younger kids, Seesaw is a fantastic way to do the commenting. Seesaw as a platform has some wonderful suggestions. They actually have documents that you can help teach your kids how to comment properly. And I'm looking up on my wall right now, and there is one that says helpful and thoughtful responses. And it actually lists the things that kids can use and in their commenting. And they give them sentence frames, which is great. And the other thing about Seesaw that I like so much is they can comment on anybody's, and they can voice comment as well. So if they're not great at typing or you don't have access to that, for the younger ones, voice commenting is just a great option. I think that the value of what students know is far beyond what we can teach them, and we need to let them take control of their ownership and take ownership of their learning. They're fabulous.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Megan. Certainly appreciate it. If someone wants to contact you or reach out to you in some way to share some thoughts and ideas, what's the best way?
My Twitter handle at Megan, MEGGINV, would be great. My last name is complicated, but I'll spell it. It's MVERDUZCO @plainwellschools.org is another great way.
Thanks for listening to Transforming Learning by CBD. Continue the conversation with us by visiting cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu, where you can contact a coach immediately or browse more resources like this one. For more podcast episodes, visit anchor.fm/cbdpodcast or subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. Help us get the word out by leaving a review and rating, as well as sharing on your favorite social media platform. Remember to tag @CBD Consulting.